And now, the rest of the story. When Abibi Bikila was a boy growing up in Ethiopia, his parents often sent him out to catch a pheasant for the family dinner table. Abibi knew no way to catch those birds other than to chase them. The pheasants were faster than he, but they did not have his stamina, and so each time after a very long chase, the bird would drop from sheer exhaustion, and Abibi would bring it home. Abibi Bikila eventually outgrew chasing pheasants, but he never lost his love for running. He joined the army and became one of Emperor Haile Selassie's prestigious palace guards. And yet every once in a while in his free time, Abibi would cut loose and simply, swiftly, joyously run. Abibi was 27 when he went to an athletic coach and announced, "I wish to run next year in the Olympics." The coach asked to see him in action. Abibi was, well, he was not impressive. He did not hold his head properly, his arms flew all over, his balance was bad, and yet he possessed that incredible stamina from his pheasant-chasing days, and his pulse barely faster after a long workout than it had been before. So the coach said he'd do what he could do, and he would train Abibi for the Olympic marathon. And that brings us to the rest of the story. In the 1960 Summer Olympics Games in Rome, the course for the marathon would be rich in history, steeped in ancient lore. The race was to begin at Capitol Hill, Campidoglio, magnificent square dominated by the statue of Emperor Marcus Aurelius. From there, the runners would pass the old Roman Forum, eventually down a narrow pine-lined avenue built 300 years before the birth of Christ. Abibi Bikila arrived in Rome virtually unnoticed. He'd never run a marathon in his life. Spindly, apparently unpowerful, ludicrous contender, and yet he had qualified for entry. He would run the storied 26-plus miles, though probably dead last. No one thought Abibi Bikila had the slightest chance to win except he. And the race began. After 5,000 meters, the Ethiopian was trailing the pack. It seemed those who had scoffed at his participation would be proved correct. 1,000 meters later, Abibi made his move. At 10,000 meters, he was running third behind a British and a Moroccan runner. At 15,000 meters, the Englishman had pulled into the lead. But after 5,000 meters more, as the leaders turned right onto Ricardo Ulinari, the Englishman fell back. The runners reached the Appian Way, the Moroccan shoulder to shoulder with Abibi Bikila. The ancient avenue sparkled with anachronism that evening. The ruins of tombs and villas thousands of years old, interrupted by temporary steel towers and power lines and television lights and cameras and action. Within sight of the Arch of Constantine, Abibi captured the lead, and he never let go. And a crowd of thousands, stunned, cheering, watched a 28-year-old Ethiopian soldier cross the finish line after 2 hours and 15 minutes and 15.2 seconds. It was the fastest marathon ever run. The experts and their skeptical opinions had been vanquished. The entire world of athletics was rocked back on its heels. For the boy who got his endurance chasing pheasants, the runner nobody had given a chance, had shattered all of the records ever set theretofore and since. Over more than 26 grueling miles, and running the only way he knew how, on bare feet. And now you know the rest of the story.